You're listening to Sports Topics with Coach Harvey Hyde right here on 107.1 FM, 1400 AM KSHP. Brought to you each week by Coors. Follow the coach on X at Coach Harvey Hyde. Now, huddle up and buckle up. Here's Coach Harvey Hyde.
Well, thank you very much, and good evening, everyone. It is time to huddle up and buckle up and ride along with us every Tuesday night with our Coors Sports Topic Show. Of course, we've got a lot of different topics tonight. We hope you can go the entire hour. We call it the fastest hour, and the fastest hour always starts with our racing segment. And Chuck Hayes joins us for our racing segment. Before we get to Chuck, let's talk about our sponsor and the person who makes this racing segment happen. That's Terrible Herps. They've been serving the Las Vegas Valley for 60 years, or maybe even 65 now. Everyone knows Terrible's is the place to go for a quick snack, a hot cup of coffee, a cold drink. Terrible's is the perfect place for a fill-up. And with over 100 locations in the Las Vegas Valley, there's always a Terrible's near you. Well, Chuck Hayes, it's time to talk racing, and what a racing weekend we had this past weekend.
Coach, we did, and we're talking about horsepower, not just the Kentucky Derby horsepower, which was a tremendous photo finish, but NASCAR had the same deal, and it was Kyle Larson beating Chris Buescher by 0.00 1/10 second. Chase Elliott was third at 0.6. Martin Truex was fourth. Denny Hamlin fifth. Las Vegas's Kyle Busch was eighth. Vegas's Noah Gragson was ninth, and Riley Herbst stepping up and driving in the Cup Series because Xfinity was off. Finished 35th, two laps down, but kept his nose clean and went to complete the race. And Coach, they'll be headed to Darlington for a great throwback weekend coming up. And let's go to Formula One. We're down in Miami, one of the first endeavors in North America this year. It was Lando Norris and the McLaren with an upset over Max Verstappen. And Coach, he didn't just beat Max, he beat him by 7.6 seconds, which, you know, in the past 2 years, that's been what Verstappen has been doing to the field. Charles Leclerc and a Ferrari was third. So when you look at the podium, a McLaren, a Red Bull, and a Ferrari, very, very happy for the people from F1 because that's what they want. They want competitiveness on the podium. Sergio Perez was fourth. Carlos Sainz was fifth. Lewis Hamilton was sixth. But don't worry about Lewis, Coach, because he was at the Met Ball last night in New York. So Lewis Hamilton is a guy that crosses over and has great success, and he'll be excited to go back to Italy, where on May 19th they'll race at the Autodromo Enzo Dino Ferrari, the home track of the great Ferrari. Now, last week we were having a discussion about IndyCar, and there was a scandal that hit with the Penske organization at IndyCar St. Pete. And Roger Penske, in his role as the owner, has suspended the president of Team Penske along with three others for the next two races for their role in the cheating scandal. Now, these are just not two ordinary races, Coach. This is the road course run at Indy and also for the 500. Tim Sindrick, who oversees all of Team Penske operations, and of course his son Austin drives in the NASCAR series, is the strategist for Newgarden. And he's the top guy on the top, their managing director, and then an engineer and a senior data engineer, and that these people cop to it. And what happened was there was a piece of software that was inadvertently left on the car since last August when they tested Indy's upcoming hybrid engine. And what it is that when you start on restarts, you do not have the push-to-pass function, which is controlled by Indy when you start the race and then disabled on starts and restarts when the extra boost of horsepower is illegal. 2 weeks ago at Long Beach, a glitch in the software knocked out the software on all cars except for three Penske entries. The investigation showed that the software had been in place in the season-opening race and that Joseph Newgarden had used it to his advantage three times. Now, he thought there was a rule change. That's what Newgarden said, and the push-to-play system was now legal on restarts. The other competitor, McLaughlin, said he hit the button out of habit but gained no advantage from the horsepower boost that lasted less than 2 seconds. He said he used it at St. Pete, and Willpower never illegally used it. Besides stripping Newgarden and McLaughlin of their podium finishes, Indy fined all three drivers $25,000 and docked them 10 points each. So, Coach, Roger Penske, he's a man of character. He takes things seriously. To make the decision to suspend his team, his principal, and the engineers for the Indianapolis 500 and for the road course race is really a statement. Now, the cars are going to get able to race, so that's, you know, that's fine. But it's just one of those situations where he's putting the hammer down in his organization.
Isn't that sort of something he has to do, Chuck? I mean, he's such a leader and such a big part of racing that it's something that's, you know, overlooked such as that, that that they've got to make a statement as far as some type of statement. And I saw that today that he came out and did that. And it's amazing. I think not all three of the drivers used it. It was just one drive. Was it just Newgarden?
No, actually,
used it?
It was two. Newgarden used it to his advantage because he won, but McLaughlin used it out of habit, and he got no advantage from the boost from when he did it. And then Willpower did not use it. But I think it was the fact that Newgarden won, and also that they found out that when they went to Long Beach 2 weeks later, that everyone had a software issue except for the Penske cars. Now, how that happens, I'm not really sure, you know, in regards to that. But it just shows the level of sophistication that you're dealing with electronics and software. You know, when you're in your car, if you get a light on, you take it to the dealer, they scan it, and they can tell you exactly what's going on with every aspect of your engine and transmission and exhaust. And when you're putting that kind of money into racing and competitiveness, there has to be some sort of accountability. You see those steering wheels, which are basically a miniature computer that controls all the elements of the car. So Roger Penske doing what he had to do. Now, again, I think he wants to be able to get ahead of the story because he does own the Indianapolis 500 track. And I know that would be a storyline going into Indy that he does not want to have. I think he wanted to deal with it and get it put behind him.
Well, we hope that's all done. And, of course, he was embarrassed by it. He's such a leader in racing, in all phases of racing. And I'm sure he you'll always hear this go on and on and on. Those type of things happen, but at least he did what he had to do and thought it was what he should have to do. And he probably didn't have to do that, Chuck. He probably just did it. I think what the fine was or whatever they did bringing it up was enough, but he went a step farther.
Yeah, Coach, I think, you know, again, fines and anything is just basically cash flow. You know what I mean? I mean, everyone has the money flows in that sport. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, you're going to get fined. That's how it goes. Coach, I know you're always excited about the drag racing. The weekend of May 17th to 19th, they're going to be at the Route 66 NHRA Nationals in Elwood, Illinois. And that's always a great Midwestern run. And then following week after that, 2 weeks after that, they'll be at the NHRA New England Nationals in Epping, New Hampshire. And then moving into June, they come to Bristol at Thunder Valley. Then they go to Virginia. They go to Norwalk, Ohio in midsummer, and then back to Kent, Washington, Sonoma in California, and then the NHRA Nationals in Brainerd, Minnesota. And then back to the NHRA Nationals, a big one at Lucas Oil Indianapolis Raceway Park. Not to be confused with Speedway, Coach. There's another racetrack in Indianapolis where the NASCAR short track guys used to race, and they also have a drag racing track there.
Chuck, now, in Formula One down in Miami, What did Verstappen actually hit? He said he hit a cone of some type. Now, how can a cone be in the racetrack, on the racetrack?
It wasn't in the middle of the racetrack. The cone was in one of the chicanes on the top so that they did not drive off into it. But he took it out. And when he said, why did you do that? He said, I was tired of looking at it. You know, he just went off the chicane and got a little bit airborne. And that thing there, the cone, was just part of the protection to let drivers know that you're in the no man land. So it would be off the racing surface. It wasn't on the racing surface until he hit it, and then they had to have a virtual safety car, and the workers came out and took the cone, and it was just like you would see when they're painting lines on the freeway. A cone, except it was in the corner on one of the bumps. So not a good day for Max. He you know, put a little tongue-in-cheek in there. But again, you know how competitive he is, and that was just not a great run for him. But congratulations to Lando Norris and McLaren to get his first career win, Coach. Imagine that, something you dream about when you're a young person. You believe in it. You've run races all your life, and when you look at F1 standings going in Italy, Verstappen is one at 136. His teammate Sergio Perez is two at 103. Then you have Charles Leclerc in the Ferrari at 98. Lando Norris, with that win, comes up to fourth in the McLaren. Number five is Carlos Sainz in a Ferrari. Oscar Piastri is six. George Russell in a Mercedes is seven. Fernando Alonso eight in Aston Martin. Lewis Hamilton nine in the Mercedes AMG F1. And then number 10 is Yuki Tsunoda in the Visa Cash App RB, which is a part of the Red Bull project. So interesting times, and I know that race fans, and you have expressed that to me today, that when you talk about this and you say, how can Verstappen be that much better? Well, it appeared to be that Lando Norris, when they got a safety car, when Logan Sargeant crashed, and of course Logan Sargeant finished 20th, the young man from the United States has not scored a Formula One point this year. Norris was able to get fresher tires and was able to get the lead on Verstappen and put him away. And it's timing, and that's the way these races go, that if you get an advantage and you're able to maximize it, you have a chance to win.
Well, I guess the guy of the month is going to be Carl Larson. Not only did he have a thrilling win in Kansas this weekend, but how about the Coca-Cola 600 and the Indianapolis 500 on the same day? Wouldn't that be amazing if he was able to do something with both of those races?
You know, I spoke to Tony Kanaan at Long Beach about Kyle Larson, and he had a lot of confidence in saying, you know, Kyle Larson's run a lot of different kind of cars. He's very quick. But again, Coach, it's that concentration. You know, when you get racing with other people that you have never raced with, and knowing the line and knowing what's going on, and it's luck. I mean, you've been at Indy. You know how fast things happen. And when you're going fast, there's not a lot of room for error.
Another thing, too, Chuck, about racing, too, it seems as though everything is getting so scientific with the crews and the computers and so on. One mistake, one pit stop, one tire, one fuel mistake as far as fueling at the right time, and you're not going to win.
Coach, it's that pressure to perform. It's like that in a lot of sports, and racing, no doubt. You know, there is, you know, that whole argument of back when racing was more competitive, when the petties were dominating because of the Hemi and what that meant from a scientific standpoint, that they had an advantage. And then factory teams, and then the independents, the guys that filled out the field, those drivers, and, you know, the people that actually used to work on the car during the week, those are all changed. The world has changed to be more exclusive, more money, more competitiveness, and then more responsibility to more. I think we're going to see that in Indy. We see it already week to week in Cup, where the Hendricks and the Gibbs cars are always running in the top five, top six, and they have four drivers apiece or three drivers in regards to the Toyota program. It's that Chevy versus Toyota versus Ford. And Chris Buescher, who finished, imagine Chris Buescher goes, drove a great race, 0.01 and lost. How many times can that actually happen when you run that well?
Chuck, you mentioned Riley Herbst ran Sunday in the Cup. How big of a step is that for a young driver such as Riley Herbst to go from infinity to racing in the Cup?
Coach, from what Kyle Busch says in regards to driving the car, and Kyle Busch is a veteran and a winner on multiple levels, when Kyle's running eighth week in and week out, and he's on a great team, and he just says, I can't drive the car. So you come from Xfinity, where the car drives completely different, to the Cup Series, and the air is different, and the difficulty. I mean, I saw Jimmy Johnson, who's a seven-time champ, really struggle. And they're saying that the younger guys have a better advantage driving the Cup cars now because they didn't drive them the way they were before. If you understand what I'm saying, that they are fresh to it, they don't know any difference, so it's not that big a deal. But the guys that drove and won before find this car very difficult to drive.
What is the difference between the cars, Chuck? Now, that might be a stupid question, but what is the difference?
Coach, you're saying the way the air comes and the way you can block and really come up behind somebody and take the air off the rear spoiler or the left rear deck, that it's so much looser now than before. Before, you could run side by side and side draft and bang more. Now you just get in that cushion. And then what happens is if you get in the line and you're trying to get outside and not be blocked by that aero, then the car really doesn't handle well in traffic. And it's basically, you know, the horsepower is even. There's not a lot of overtaking. Now, NASCAR likes to brag that in the course of the mile and a half that there's more overtaking. I think this weekend at Kansas, the mile and a half really showed that you can have some great competitiveness.
All right, Chuck, we want to thank you again for the racing segment every week here, Tuesday and Wednesday night. We're going to take a break. We're going to have you back. We'll talk a little football. But before we take this break, let's thank our sponsor for the racing segment, which is Terrible Herbst. They've been serving the Las Vegas Valley for 65 years. Everyone knows who Terrible's is because it's a place to go for a quick snack, a hot cup of coffee, or a cold drink. Terrible's is the perfect place for a fill-up, and with over 100 locations in the Las Vegas Valley, there's always a Terrible's near you. I'm Harvey Hyde. Chuck Hayes has been our guest here with our Cooler Sports Topic Show. We're going to ask you to stick around. We'll buckle up with you, and we'll be right back from Las Vegas.
Hi, I'm Coach Harvey Hyde. Follow me on the Twitter all the time. That's at Coach Harvey Hyde. At Coach Harvey Hyde. I'll be waiting to get back to you.
You work hard for your business. You need a bank that understands your business. Let Metals Bank be your business partner for all your banking needs. We are a full-service community bank with competitive loan and deposit products and services. We're also a preferred lender for SBA, 7A, and 504 loan programs. The experienced team at Metals Bank will give you the services you need with the reliability you can depend on throughout branches in Las Vegas, Henderson, Reno, Pahrump, and now in Phoenix, Arizona. Call our friendly, knowledgeable staff today at 702-471-BANK. That is 702-471-2265. Or use our convenient online banking service at metalsbank.bank. Metals Bank, where your business is our business.
Monterey Lighting Solutions. Call Big Ed and Fast Eddie for a free, that's right, free evaluation of your building to see if you are really winning with your power saving. Have Monterey Solution in your huddle. You'll be saving money. That's making money. Call 626-298-5444 or 702-376-8685. Remember those two plays, 626-298-5444 or 702-376-8685.
The USC community exemplifies the notion of hard work and a winning attitude will make you a champion in anything you do. At Fletcher Jones Imports and Mercedes-Benz of Henderson, we also work hard to ensure our clients have a world-class experience. And speaking of champions, my dad came to Las Vegas in 1966 and built our first Nevada dealership. We are now four generations and proud to provide Las Vegas with a great selection and financing options to accommodate every budget. Plus, we're nice people, too. We might be hardcore USC fans, but our family's firmly planted in the Las Vegas Valley and will be for many years to come. Visit us at FletcherJones.com for details or stop by and meet the team. Until then, fight on.
Fletcher Jones Imports, 7300 West Sahara Avenue, Mercedes-Benz of Henderson, 925 Auto Show Drive, and Fletcher Jones Imports Used Car and Truck Center, 7100 West Sahara Avenue. Experience the Fletcher Jones difference.
Are you looking to advertise a campaign, short film, a public service announcement, an important message? Look no further than Regency Outdoor. We have been around since 1974 and have the greatest locations in Southern California for your advertising goals. Our creative billboards are sure to catch everyone's attention. Make an impact anywhere and everywhere in Southern California. To get started and for more information, call 310-657-8883 or visit RegencyOutdoor.com. Regency makes it easier than ever to get your message everywhere in Southern California.
Terrible's is offering a gas discount of, check this, 40 cents per gallon with the purchase of a car wash at over 80 locations. That's right! Get 40 cents off per gallon of any fuel grade, including diesel, when you purchase a car wash in-store or at the pump. That way, you can fill up and keep shining. Offer valid at participating locations. Visit Terrible's.com to find a location near you. Terrible's. Deliberately different since 1959.
Well, welcome back to Las Vegas. I'm Harvey Hyde. Huddle up and buckle up and ride along with us here with our Coors Sports Topic Show every Tuesday and Wednesday night. And I want to remind all of you on Thursday night, it's our college football report. So we always want you to follow me, and if you will, at Coach Harvey Hyde, at Coach Harvey Hyde. We'll always remind you when we're on, and you'll be able to join us in the huddle. Our next segment is brought to us by Meadows Bank, and they say, is your business ready to play in the big leagues? Meadows Bank can help you tackle the competition. Make your play and visit them today at MeadowsBank.com. That's MeadowsBank.com. Or call 471-BANK. That's 471-BANK. Meadows Bank, consistently exceeding your expectations. Chuck, you've got your hands in so many different projects that you do in Southern California, from racing to football to the NFL to college football, all these different things, bowl games, things that you've worked on in the past. How important to you and how excited are you about the up-and-coming announcements? When it'll happen, we're not sure, but about the NFL coming season.
Well, Coach, we got some good news today. The league has been notifying their teams formally that Wednesday, May 15th, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, that they'll have the full release of the 2024 NFL schedule. So what are the things they'll be looking for? First of all, Thursday night opener is going to be in Kansas City. So the Super Bowl champ annually plays host in the opening game of the year. So that'll be exciting to find that out, because they'll be put up in a matchup that will have the best, opening up activity. They're going to play in Brazil this year. Not only are they playing in Brazil, but four European games. But the Eagles will be the home team against the Packers on Friday, September 6th in Brazil. And that will stream exclusively on Peacock. So also, they're going to London and Munich. Four games in Europe, three games in London, one in Germany. In England, the Bears, Vikings, and Jaguars will serve as the home team in one game. And for the game in Germany, the Panthers will serve as the home team for the second regular season game ever in Munich. Then there's going to be a Christmas doubleheader. Now, remember back in the day when the NBA really got their season going by having a triple header on Christmas Day? Well, the NFL said, well, we like that too. And so because Christmas falls on a Wednesday in 24, they're going to be giving us a doubleheader on December 25. So these are big things. Now, I think back and think about schedule releases. You know, there was a time when there was no NFL in Los Angeles. The Raiders were playing in Oakland. And really, all it meant was, where were you going to go watch at an establishment? Or, you know, you're going to stay home and watch it on TV. What? Sunday Night Football, the highest rated show on television. Then rolls into Monday Night Football, and then they threw in the Thursday package. So, you know, as a person that has business responsibilities that work with the NFL, this is a big deal. And I know in regards to you and the promotional things that you work on in Vegas, that working with the Raiders and working with the sponsorships in Las Vegas and the radio schedules are very, very key.
You know, Chuck, I'd like to get your opinion on this. I'm big in football. It's been, really, it's been all of my life. But I think sometimes, I don't know, I think sort of Christmas Day is a family day. When you're with people, your families and so on, you're eating, you're talking, you're loving each other. And it's very seldom we all get together. Now, I love the game of football, and we used to watch NBA basketball after we opened some gifts and talk. We'd put it on with no sound, and you'd look up there to see what's going on. But how about the day of Christmas with NBA basketball and all these football games? Have we gone a little bit too far as trying to catch the market?
I'll tell you what, you know, I've only gone to one live event, NBA Christmas, and that was when the Clippers hosted the Lakers at the Sports Arena, and it was a noon game, and it was a very interesting party atmosphere that day. The players did not really seem that into it to start out with, but the more the fans got into it and the more the juices got it flowing, it was there. And then it ended early enough to be able to people to spend time together or go out to dinner or have a family meal. But it's a little bit different. And I grew up in a New England where, you know, it was a lot colder. You stayed inside. You went from here, there, and everywhere. Southern California and Vegas, a little bit different. They are destination places during the holidays. I know that the original concept of the Rose Bowl and the Freedom Bowl and the Gronk Bowl is to bring people tourism-wise from other places to experience great weather and have a good time. So as natives, we might have a little bit, you're a native, as a transplant, might have a little bit different viewpoint, and also the fact that there's a lot more going on in the world. It's midweek, a week before the Rose Bowl, and just an interesting time. But I understand what you're saying, but it's just more and more and more because they have more channels to fill.
I know, Chuck, and you look at this and you look at what's happening to high school football on Friday night and the times that we used to emphasize the kids and go to high school football games. Now you don't go to high school football games. I know I do, but not as many as I used to when I was scouting and everything else. But it seems as though the kids work just as hard as other programs work, and we really don't give them their time, such as the community college programs, as far as now with the recruitment that's going on and the portal, how it sort of replaced the junior college program. It seems as though, to me, we're growing too big. It's starting to become too big of a thing than what it was supposed to be. I love football, but not every day of the week. That's me. I can't watch it every day of the week. I'll get burned out, and I won't get that excited for the game that I'm looking forward to on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Coach, it is a challenge, and with the amount of coverage that goes on, plus now the elimination or looking at, you know, decreasing preseason football, maybe adding a game, having Super Bowl the weekend of President's Weekend, so that Monday is a national holiday. How often have we talked about that? That Monday after Super Bowl could be the most unproductive day in work environments in the country. that if that was put in there as a holiday, then I think the parties would go bigger and better.
Well, I agree with that 100%. We've been talking about that for, what, 10 years, maybe 15 years. And I agree that it should be a holiday. And now they make it, well, they haven't decided that for sure, that that's going to happen. I don't think it's happening this year, Chuck, but they're talking about having that happen.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, down the road here. I think that people, you know, the commissioner's office and the scheduling is look at it. And we'll get a chance to really assess it in regards to that. And then also what the NFL wants to do, because if they're playing on Christmas Day, 1 week later is New Year's Day. And you know how they like to keep the schedules in balance so that from a competitive advantage, not forcing teams to play short amount number of games on dates on Thursday and working on that. So that's part of it. And I know the colleges and the bowl people are not happy with the NFL wanting to go up against them.
I know that, Chuck. And again, one thing they do give, the NFL does give, is Labor Day weekend to college football. And that's why it's such a great kickoff weekend as far as for college football. Everyone's worked up, ready to go. And the NFL does not compete with college football on Labor Day weekend.
Coach, it doesn't. And kicking off in Vegas, we talked about this a little bit today, the USC-LSU game and what kind of environment that it's going to be. It's going to be one of those scenarios. And I went to one SC-LSU game in the 80s in the Coliseum, and LSU probably brought 25,000. Remember the last time they were in Southern California, they came to the Rose Bowl. They came, you know, ready to go. And that's what I love about the Bayou Bengals. When they travel, they travel.
Chuck, I've had the opportunity to go to the LSU home stadium and call some games down there. Two games I called down there. And I want you to know that it's an experience. You come in a day early, and you can't leave the same night because everybody just stays. No one goes home. No one leaves the stadium. It's an event. It isn't a game, Chuck. It's an event. The RVs roll in on Thursday night for a Saturday game. They like to play, or they did like to play, night games where everybody would party all day and then bring the Tiger in and get everybody fired up. That was an event. In fact, Chuck, at the time I was broadcasting those games, I don't know if they've changed the procedures now, you were not allowed to bring an umbrella into the stadium. So if you brought one, you couldn't bring it into the stadium, because what happens when it starts to rain, and so many times it did rain at those games, people open up the umbrella and the person behind them can't see the game. So they tell them to close your umbrella, and they don't do that, and they end up making it a weapon, and they end up getting in an argument over it. So they just eliminated the umbrella as far as entering the stadium. But, Chuck, it is a huge place, and it's really an experience as far as going down there and watching the Tigers play in the home station stadium in Baton Rouge. So, Chuck, we got to take a short time out. I'm going to ask you to stay another segment here as we continue. I want to ask you your thoughts on so many NFL teams now wanting to come to Southern California as far as having their camp, preseason camp, and the Raiders are one. So we'll talk about that in a moment. Again, I'm Harvey Hyde with Chuck Hayes. We want to thank our sponsor for this segment. That's Meadows Bank. They say, is your business ready to play in the big leagues? Meadows Bank can help you tackle the competition. Make your play and visit them today at MeadowsBank.com or call 471-BANK. That's 471-BANK. Meadows Bank, consistently exceeding your expectations. We'll be right back. You're listening to our Cougar Sports Topic Show.
Big Dogs Brewing Company is proud to be Las Vegas' original hometown brewery since 1993. Our handcrafted beers are brewed fresh daily by our team of award-winning brewers. Big Dogs Brews are now available in cans at major retailers like Discount Liquor, Total Wine & More, Whole Foods Market, Smith's, Albertsons, Terrible's, Stations, and more. Big Dogs beers are available on draft at select restaurants and bars around Las Vegas. Ask for us by name. Visit us at Big Dogs. BigDogsBrews.com to track down our award-winning handcrafted brews. Or stop by Big Dog's Draft House in Rancho and Craig to sample a full range of our classic, seasonal, and specialty ales. Drink fresh. Drink local. Drink Big Dogs.
Have you heard about Standish Law? Yes, Standish Law, Las Vegas' premier family law firm. Ranked among the top 10 in client satisfaction by the American Institute of Family Lawyers and proud to be Rebel sponsors. If you are going through a divorce, you want them on your side. Schedule your appointment at standishlaw.com. That's standishlaw.com or call 702-998-9344.
You work hard for your business. You need a bank that understands your business. Let Metals Bank be your business partner for all your banking needs. We are a full-service community bank with competitive loan and deposit products and services. We're also a preferred lender for SBA, 7A, and 504 loan programs. The experienced team at Metals Bank will give you the services you need with the reliability you can depend on throughout branches in Las Vegas, Henderson, Reno, Pahrump, and now in Phoenix, Arizona. Call our friendly, knowledgeable staff today at 702-471-BANK. That is 702-471-2265. Or use our convenient online banking service at metalsbank.bank. Metals Bank, where your business is our business.
Pizza, pizza, pizza. If you're like me, pizza is not just a food, it's a way of life. And the folks at Settabello Pizza get every detail just right. Homemade dough made daily and hand-tossed. Extra virgin olive oil, freshly chopped tomatoes and basil, and generous portions of mozzarella cheese with a dizzying array of toppings. Join me at one of their two area locations, one at Green Valley Parkway, another one at Fort Apache and Sahara. No time to dine out? No problem. Order today and take it to go at Settabello.net. That's Settabello.net. Settabello Pizza, when only the best will do.
Terrible's is offering a gas discount of, check this, 40 cents per gallon with the purchase of a car wash at over 80 locations. That's right! Get 40 cents off per gallon of any fuel grade, including diesel, when you purchase a car wash in-store or at the pump. That way, you can fill up and keep shining. Offer valid at participating locations. Visit Terrible's.com to find a location near you. Terrible's. Deliberately different since 1959.
Well, welcome back to Las Vegas. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. I'm Harvey Hyde with Chuck Ace. Our next segment is brought to us by Ace's Bar and Grill, right here in Las Vegas. Two locations. The first at 7272 El Capitan Way, and the second at Gibson Road. That's 35 Gibson Road. Gibson in the 215. Appetizers, salads, wraps, breakfast, great foods, great prices. Happy hour from 3 to 6 p.m. every day. So that's Ace's Bar and Grill. Well, Chuck, let's get into NFL football. We're talking about the schedule, the exciting announcements, especially the entire schedule, which, be, as you mentioned, will be announced on May 15th. So we know what days, who's playing where, and all of the above, and the times, the difference in times. There's a lot to figure out here around all of our schedules. But, Chuck, a lot of announcements here talking about the NFL now being in Southern California. The Raiders in Las Vegas wanting to come down and have their camp. Of course, you always also the Rams now, as you know, is in Southern California. The Chargers are in Southern California. Now the Saints are talking about coming to Southern California. So you'd have four teams in one location. Their big thought on that, they'd be able to practice against each other, and it'd be very convenient.
Well, here's what's going on. The Saints are really a surprise because, you know, football in the South is so king. For them to come west to Southern California is because their Metairie practice facility is going renovation. The Rams, it looks like, are going to move out of UCI. And they have not announced where they're going to be, but more likely they would be at Cal Lutheran, where their home facility is, but there's construction there. The Cowboys are in Oxnard. They used to be at Cal U and TO.
And, of course, the Chargers are in Costa Mesa. Their new facility is going to be built in El Segundo. So there's a growth going on, and that's an area that's very popular. I was at LAX last night and made a turn and realized that the Lakers training facility is right there. I went down the other street into Culver City, and that's where the Clippers have their facility, close to the airport. They like to be able to get in and out. And with the Chargers having a brand new facility built in El Segundo, it just adds to the party. But for me, my memories of Southern California are the Rams used to be at Cal State Fullerton. I remember going to practices there. You and I went. I remember going down to Florida to watch them practice. But my favorite was the Cowboys at Cal Lutheran in Thousand Oaks, and having a chance back in the 80s to interact with Tom Landry and Tex Schramm and Danny White and Dorsett and all the great Cowboy teams, and working with HBO on a youth program that we brought kids up from South and Central L.A. and East L.A. to Thousand Oaks to meet the Cowboys, watch practice, and then have a meal afterwards together was just probably one of my greatest memories ever. And then to have them meet Nick Bonacani, the late Nick Bonacani, the great linebacker from the 17-0 Miami Dolphins, who was a personality on inside the NFL, was training camp was very special. It was a lot different. The blue-white scrimmage that was held at Cal Lutheran, where there was a coaching clinic in the morning. And I can remember sitting in the defensive back meeting with Gene Stallings, with Everson Walls, Michael Downs, Dennis Thurman, Dexter Klinksdale, and Bill Bates, among, you know, really great defensive players. And that was the kind of access that the Cowboys gave coaches during that time. And I know you know that quite well in regards to what they did for people. And the Cowboy fans, and there's a lot of Texans that live in Southern California who would come up to T.O., and then people who would plan their vacations around training camp visits to Southern California.
Chuck, I remember those days. In fact, there used to be a coaching clinic out at Cal Lutheran with the Rams, or Dallas Cowboys, excuse me. And I remember I spoke at that several times. And one thing that the Dallas Cowboys did, which was great for Bob Schaup, he was the head football coach out there then at Cal Lutheran, is they would get all their facilities ready for them, which got all the facilities ready for Cal Lutheran's football program. They would get the field ready and so on, the sleds, they'd bring everything. And every year they would bring new equipment, and every year they would leave that equipment for the Cal Lutheran football program. So it was sort of a thank you, they brought it out, we don't need to take it back. So every year he was getting new equipment, a beautiful practice facility, a beautiful stadium to work out in, and it was a great situation for Cal Lutheran. And now, of course, with the teams in Southern California now, I think that also brings another advantage, because these teams like to scrimmage against each other, individual drills and team drills and so on, to evaluate the rookies. And also at that same time, when they're evaluating their own players, you know darn well they're filming and they're evaluating their opponent's feelings, players at the same time too. Well, now they get double exposure to all of these players, not just in the preseason games, but also in individual workouts when they go against each other. So it's all part of the new, format of what's happening in NFL football, college football, and the whole package, Chuck. But mostly all of these, and you always go to the Ram practices, always. You go every year to two or three of them. They treat you like a king. They really do. They walk and let you walk around. You're in the media, of course. Walk around. They give you water. They really take care of you like first class.
Coach, the greatest part about that is if you have an interest on the field, the work field, if you will, they move the drills around to keep the grass fresh, but you can stand on the sideline with the DBs, with the linebackers, with the defensive linemen, while they're running their schemes against the second-team offense who's giving them a look. And you learn about technique, and you see how they run people in and out and what coverages look like and how the linebackers are supposed to play off the run defense that, you know, the big D linemen up front are doing. And you get a chance to see the ballet of defense, you know, where pursuit is so key and not overrunning and not losing, you know, gap control. It's really exciting. And that's why when we talk about being in the playpen at USC, it's so frustrating because of the fact you get full access at the highest level and you're learning, and that helps you in the coverage. And that's all we're trying to do. We're not trying to judge a program other than seeing how things are taught, because why? The more educated the fan is, the better and more interest they have in the program.
Exactly, Chuck. And another thing, there's no secrets in sports. There's no secrets in football. You learn how to play football by playing football. No matter what sport it is, you learn by doing it. You help the young population come out and watch practice. The close practice thing, I don't see what the advantage is, especially in fall camp and in spring camp. So, buddy, I want to thank you for joining us here for three segments. You did a great job always with your racing segment. We've done two segments on football, but football really never goes away. You have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week when we start off our Tuesday show with our racing segment.
Coach, thanks so much. You have a great night.
Thank you very much, Chuck Hayes. I'm Harvey Hyde, and again, I want to thank our sponsor for this segment, which is Ace's Bar and Grill. They're located at 7272 El Capitan Way. That's their original location. Now they have a second location at 35 Gibson Road. That's Gibson in the 215. Appetizers, salads, wraps, breakfast, great food, great practice, and how about happy hour every day from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. That's Ace's Bar and Grill. Well, buckle up. We're going to be going out to the Las Vegas ballpark here. Shortly after this timeout, Jim Gemma is going to be joining us from the Las Vegas Aviators. So, again, you're listening to our Cooler Sports Topic Show. Buckle up. We'll be right back from Las Vegas.
Are you looking to advertise a campaign, short film, a public service announcement, an important message? Look no further than Regency Outdoor. We have been around since 1974 and have the greatest locations in Southern California for your advertising goals. Our creative billboards are sure to catch everyone's attention. Make an impact anywhere and everywhere in Southern California. To get started and for more information, call 310-657-8883 or visit RegencyOutdoor.com. Regency makes it easier than ever to get your message everywhere in Southern California.
Big Dogs Brewing Company is proud to be Las Vegas' original hometown brewery since 1993. Our handcrafted beers are brewed fresh daily by our team of award-winning brewers. Big Dogs brews are now available in cans at major retailers like Discount Liquor, Total Wine & More, Whole Foods Market, Smith's, Albertsons, Terrible's, Stations, and more. Big Dogs beers are available on draft at select restaurants and bars around Las Vegas. Ask for us by name. Visit us at BigDogsBrews.com to track down our award-winning handcrafted brews. Or stop by Big Dogs Draft House in Rancho and Craig to sample a full range of our classic, seasonal, and specialty ales. Drink fresh. Drink local. Drink Big Dogs.
The USC community exemplifies the notion of hard work and a winning attitude will make you a champion in anything you do. At Fletcher Jones Imports and Mercedes-Benz of Henderson, we also work hard to ensure our clients have a world-class experience. And speaking of champions, my dad came to Las Vegas in 1966 and built our first Nevada dealership. We are now four generations and proud to provide Las Vegas with a great selection and financing options to accommodate every budget. Plus, we're nice people, too. We might be hardcore USC fans, but our family's firmly planted in the Las Vegas Valley and will be for many years to come. Visit us at FletcherJones.com for details or stop by and meet the team. Until then, fight on.
Fletcher Jones Imports, 7300 West Sahara Avenue, Mercedes-Benz of Henderson, 925 Auto Show Drive, and Fletcher Jones Imports Used Car and Truck Center, 7100 West Sahara Avenue. Experience the Fletcher Jones difference.
Terrible's is offering a gas discount of, check this, 40 cents per gallon with the purchase of a car wash at over 80 locations. That's right! Get 40 cents off per gallon of any fuel grade, including diesel, when you purchase a car wash in-store or at the pump. That way, you can fill up and keep shining. Offer valid at participating locations. Visit Terrible's.com to find a location near you. Terrible's. Deliberately different since 1959.
Hi, I'm Coach Harvey Hyde. Follow me on the Twitter all the time. That's at Coach Harvey Hyde. At Coach Harvey Hyde. I'll be waiting to get back to you.
Well, welcome back to Las Vegas. I'm Harvey Hyde. Buckle up and ride along with us here with our Coors Sports Topic Show. It'll be Tuesday and Wednesday night. Well, we've just landed here at the Las Vegas Aviator Stadium, which is the Las Vegas ballpark. Jim Jammer joins us weekly, Director of Media Relations for the Las Vegas Aviators. Jimmy, good evening to you. How are you, my man?
Harvey, it's good to be on with you as always. The Aviators are on a Texas six-game road trip to play the Round Rock Express. They are the AAA affiliate of the Texas Rangers. The team had an afternoon game to start the road trip, and that road trip will go through Sunday, and the team will be home a week from tonight.
Well, you had a seven-game series at home. You went 4-3, and you had a big doubleheader on Wednesday night.
Yeah, it's from way back the opening weekend, March 30th. We had that rain and inclement weather that day, so obviously, we knew Reno was coming back right at the end of April, first part of May, for their second and last trip of the year. So that game was made up. So that's why it became a seven-game series.
And again, your attendance, I know now you must be the leader as far as attendance in all minor league baseball.
Yeah, we're having actually a real good race, which is good for the league. El Paso's right with us in our PCL, and in the International League. You know, the International League has 20 teams because a lot of the teams are condensed in the East Coast, east of the Mississippi all the way to the Eastern Seaboard. So there's 20 teams in the International League, 10 in the PCL. So usually Nashville is a really good draw in the International League and Charlotte. So those will all be good races. It's always good to have an attendance race as the Aviators have drawn over 120,000 fans through 20 dates. Our average is about 6,300. So, again, I like to say this every week. We thank the fans for their support at Las Vegas Ballpark. And, you know, we never take that for granted. We had a couple crowds of 7,000 and 8,000 this weekend.
Jimmy Jammer joins us from the Las Vegas Aviators. He's Director of Media Relations. Well, a big thing, too. I don't know if we've been doing this show for a long time, but I don't know if I can ever remember the Aviators having the PCL Player of the Week and the Pitcher of the Week the same week.
Yeah, we did, like you said, we've had one week, one another. But, you know, Daz Cameron, the outfielder, who actually his father, Mike Cameron, was a longtime major league player. And Daz Cameron, D-A-Z Cameron, he was in the Orioles system last year with AAA Norfolk. But he had a great week against Reno. He was 13 for 22 and thus he was named PCL Player of the Week. And Osvaldo Beto, a right-hander who actually pitched with the Pirates last year, he threw seven innings, pitched great, seven shutout innings against Reno, and actually he's going to make the start up in the big leagues tomorrow as the A's have a doubleheader against the Texas Rangers. So when you have a doubleheader, you can pull a 27th man, so to speak, and pull an extra player for obvious reasons for a doubleheader. So I wouldn't be surprised if he stays up there. But he pitched most of the year in the big leagues last year. So very well, that's an honor, well-deserved, and hopefully he'll pitch well against the defending World Series champs tomorrow up in Oakland.
Jim, not only do you have great baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, great stars that play there, you had a big Star Wars promotion on, I think it was Saturday night. One thing you do out there is you have great promotions for everybody to enjoy.
Yeah, a lot of the minor league teams and even the major league teams do the Star Wars theme, and it's always a great night. We're doing it all the way back when we were at Cashman Field. So we had a crowd of nearly 8,000 that night. Actually, it was a little over 8,000. And it was always a good ambiance up there because obviously the kids like the Star Wars theme, but a lot of teams in professional baseball now are doing those theme nights. And when I talk to you next week, I know we can talk about our promotions coming up. Our next homestand will be May 14th to the 19th against El Paso, who are the AAA affiliate of the San Diego Padres. And actually, our next fireworks show will be Friday, May 17th.
Jimmy, let's sort of talk about some of the things, since the team's on the road and won't be back till the 14th. Some of the promotions you do and ticket opportunities are something special, especially now with the weather. Really, weather's always great for baseball, but especially now in the evenings in Las Vegas, the start time of the games, it's just a perfect opportunity to get out with the family, have a party, take your company. There's so many different opportunities for people.
Yeah, the pool's really revved up now for pool opportunities for corporate outings or a kid's birthday or your business. The best thing to do is to call the Aviators front office during normal business hours, Monday through Friday, 702-943-7200, 943-7200. We always like the fans, we encourage the fans to go on aviatorslv.com. Aviatorslv.com has got a lot of information on the team, but the best part is you can purchase tickets through aviatorslv.com. Just click on the individual ticket link and you can see what the price points are. They're very, very affordable depending where you want to sit at Las Vegas Ballpark. We have the berm, which is very popular, and we have the Bark on the Berm nights on Wednesday. Always watch the kids. You know, obviously, if you have kids, the berm's a great opportunity. It's right where the bullpens are, so the kids love to watch the pitchers warm up, which is always a cool thing. Because the main part of the berm is where the Aviators bullpen is, and a little over to probably right center is where the visiting bullpen is. So that's kind of a cool feature. You know, obviously, Las Vegas Ballpark, the lower bowl is 360. You can walk all the way around. But, yeah, group tickets, the party decks in left and right, even suites are available on a per-game basis. Best thing to do, you can check that out on aviatorslv.com or call our office number 702-943-7200.
We'd love to give our listeners just a little bit of a tip of an advantage maybe over other people. Not that we want to, but we're going to mention it. July 4th weekend, or not July 4th weekend, but July 4th, or if it does fall when the Aviators at our home are special. But you make it special even if they're not at home. Let's tell everybody now about this special opportunity, because it's always a sellout.
Yeah, we have a unique situation this year. July 4th falls on a Thursday. Going forward, the Aviators are not home on the 4th. Red Rock Casino, our great partner next door to us, always have their fireworks show. So basically, half the league has July 3rd, which is us. Half of the Pacific Coast League will have July 4th. So we actually have a home and home that week from July 1st to July 6th against the Oklahoma City Baseball Club, which is AAA affiliate of Los Angeles Dodgers. So those two big fireworks shows are going to be Tuesday and Wednesday, July 2nd and 3rd, Tuesday at 7:05, Wednesday at 6:05. Obviously, on the 4th, the Aviators will be in Oklahoma City for their big night. But our big night will be the fireworks extravaganza on Wednesday, July 3rd at 6:05. Obviously, we encourage everyone to get their tickets sooner than later on that.
Jim, we don't want to say people get an advantage, but we do have to say they get an advantage by attending a Las Vegas Aviator game, because when you get to the stadium, you're already ahead when you park.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the other teams in town, but quite frankly, I was at an event for another team in town. I won't name who it is. There's no reason it's out of their control, but we are I appreciate you bringing that up. We're proud to say we're the only professional sports team in Southern Nevada, and Henderson for that matter, that have complimentary / free parking. Our big lot is right field area off of Town Center, right at Spruce Goose and Oval Park Drive. If you have your tickets on your phone, you can basically go in that entrance in center field. That's kind of our main entrance, and entrance 1A if you're on the other side on Pavilion Center. The other main entrance 1A is on the third base side. But yeah, we have free parking, and it's beyond the right field area, and I appreciate you bringing that up.
You know, Jim, one thing we do, we take a lot of pride of the activities we have in Las Vegas and the teams we support in Las Vegas. And again, the Aviators are out of town. They'll be back the 14th. Let's make it a great homecoming for them when they get back. And let's try again to be the leading attendance program or franchise in the minor league baseball. As you mentioned, you are now. When they get back, we've got six home dates to add to that total and see if we can again reach that magic total. I'm afraid to mention it. We'll mention it later on, but there's a total we're looking to get to, isn't there?
Yeah, we've done it. It's all right to mention it. We like goals, and we'll strive at it. We've had back-to-back 500,000 attendance seasons, and it'll definitely be a three-team race with us, Albuquerque, and El Paso. You know, you're only as strong as the other teams in your league, and it's great that the other teams are drawing well. It only bodes well for the strength in the league, and just it bodes well for the product that we have in the Pacific Coast League, as well as the great product they have in the International League, which is the other AAA league.
Well, Jimmy, again, anything else you'd like to pass on before I let you go?
We just encourage all the fans to go to aviatorslv.com, aviatorslv.com. If it's a matter of purchasing tickets, see what a guy's batting on the season. We have our daily game notes on there. You look at all our ticket plans, promotion items. I mean, there's statistical links on there for fans who want to look at standings, stat leaders, all that good stuff.
Well, Jim, again, I want to thank you for joining us. I'll look forward to talking to you next Tuesday night again as the Aviators return home. Have a great week, and buckle up, buddy.
Harvey, it's great to be on, and I'll talk to you next week when the team returns home for the upcoming six-game homestand against El Paso.
Thanks a lot. Jim Gemma joins us every week, and you ought to listen to him, I'll tell you, and listen to what's happening at the Las Vegas ballpark with the Las Vegas Aviators. Again, I'm Harvey Hyde. Let's thank our segment sponsor, which is Budget Car and Truck Rental locally in Las Vegas. If you need to rent a car or truck, go to Budget. Give them a call at 702-736-1212. Up next, our UNLV baseball segment with the head baseball coach from UNLV, Coach Dan Solte. So buckle up. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. I'm Harvey Hyde. We'll be right back.
Terrible's is offering a gas discount of, check this, 40 cents per gallon with the purchase of a car wash at over 80 locations. That's right! Get 40 cents off per gallon of any fuel grade, including diesel, when you purchase a car wash in-store or at the pump. That way, you can fill up and keep shining. Offer valid at participating locations. Visit Terrible's.com to find a location near you. Terrible's. Deliberately different since 1959.
Have you heard about Standish Law? Yes, Standish Law, Las Vegas' premier family law firm. Ranked among the top 10 in client satisfaction by the American Institute of Family Lawyers and proud to be Rebel sponsors. If you are going through a divorce, you want them on your side. Schedule your appointment at standishlaw.com. That's standishlaw.com or call 702-998-9344.
Monterey Lighting Solutions. Call Big Ed and Fast Eddie for a free, that's right, free evaluation of your building to see if you are really winning with your power saving. Have Monterey Solution in your huddle. You'll be saving money. That's making money. Call 626-298-5444 or 702-376-8685. Remember those two plays, 626-298-5444 or 702-376-8685.
Pizza, pizza, pizza. If you're like me, pizza's not just a food, it's a way of life. And the folks at Settabello Pizza get every detail just right. Homemade dough made daily and hand-tossed. Extra virgin olive oil, freshly chopped tomatoes and basil, and generous portions of mozzarella cheese with a dizzying array of toppings. Join me at one of their two area locations, one at Green Valley Parkway, another one at Fort Apache and Sahara. No time to dine out? No problem. Order today and take it to go at Settabello.net. That's Settabello.net. Settabello Pizza, when only the best will do.
You work hard for your business. You need a bank that understands your business. Let Metals Bank be your business partner for all your banking needs. We are a full-service community bank with competitive loan and deposit products and services. We're also a preferred lender for SBA, 7A, and 504 loan programs. The experienced team at Meadows Bank will give you the services you need with the reliability you can depend on throughout branches in Las Vegas, Henderson, Reno, Pahrump, and now in Phoenix, Arizona. Call our friendly, knowledgeable staff today at 702-471-BANK. That is 702-471-2265. Or use our convenient online banking service at meadowsbank.bank. Meadows Bank, where your business is our business.
Well, welcome back to Las Vegas. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. It's time now to go over to, yes, Earl Wilson Stadium, where the head baseball coach from UNLV will be joining us, Coach Stan Solte. Before we get with the coach, let's thank our weekly sponsor for this show. That's the Vaults, the safety deposit box company in Las Vegas. They've been in business since 1998, so you know they know what they're doing. If you have valuables and you want to put them in a secure place and maybe still be able to get to them in the morning and put them away at night, 7 days a week, it's the Vaults where you should go. They're located at 9555 Del Webb Boulevard. That's 9555 Del Webb Boulevard here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Call for an appointment, and you'll be able to take a look around by dialing 702-967-5750. That's 967-5750 for more information on the Vaults. Now joining us, the head baseball coach from UNLV, Coach Stan Solte. Coach, thank you very much for joining us.
I'm glad to be here, Harvey.
Well, Coach, last week we couldn't get to you, but, man, you went down to UC Riverside. You were probably on the bus coming home. Congratulations, man. You hit the ball and you got a nice win.
Yeah, no, it was a good Tuesday win. It's on the road. It's always tough, but the kids played well that day.
Well, Coach, you got back home and a big weekend against the Lobos from New Mexico, an outstanding team, and of course featuring Senior Day. You had a lot of activities out there at Earl Wilson Stadium.
Yeah, and of course the weather wasn't very nice. It was great all week, and then we come home to play, and it gets cold and windy, and we didn't. We needed to win two out of three, and unfortunately we didn't. But tip your hat to New Mexico. They're a very old team and very good. Probably the best hitting team, one of the best hitting teams on the West Coast, and we just couldn't get them.
Coach, when you look at your team, you've got some outstanding seniors. What do you have, 9 seniors on your entire roster?
Well, now it's so confusing, Harvey, with that since COVID. We have 2 or 3 guys, they call them super seniors because they're 5th year, and then we have a couple guys in their 4th year with still eligibility left. But I think to answer your question, yes, I think we had 9 we honored that day, yes.
And you've had some of your players had some great performances this past weekend. How do you pronounce the name? Helfit. They batted over 500. Batted over 500 this weekend against the Lobos.
Well, two seniors that we for sure won't have next year: Rylan Charles and Austin Krizik have just had incredible years, four great years here, and that's the reason you coach her for kids like that. They're just incredible players, incredible kids, and really were the backbone of this team.
Coach, you're a hell of a coach, and you put a real product on the field. It's got to be sometimes discouraging, and I don't want to bring up a negative, but when you get ready to play and everybody's ready for a great final home stand of the year, and the win comes in, you must say to yourself, "Oh, damn."
Well, yeah, because I just like nice weather. But, the wind blows for both teams the same way, and it just makes it uncomfortable sometimes. And we didn't handle it well on Sunday. And they were built for that type of, they play in Albuquerque. They're used to it. And, they played well in it, and we did not. Just for
Coach,
one
inning. Coach, you go on the road to Fresno State. Yeah, excuse me, Coach. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you didn't. It was just one. We lost Friday, won Saturday, and had a great game going Sunday, and then the wheels came off in one inning, and things didn't go our way.
Coach, when you take a look at the Mountain West Conference, I think I mentioned it just about every week, but It continues, the parity. I mean, as far as the difference between first place and wins and losses and sixth place and wins and losses, doesn't vary much at all.
No. No, and yeah, unfortunately, only four teams go to the tournament. So, yeah, you have a little margin of error. And this week we're at Fresno, who's leading the league. So, we'll have our hands full. And we've got a couple injuries, but so do a lot of teams. But we'll be ready to play and just have to go up there and give it a go.
You know, Coach, it's sort of unique. You have your last series on the road for the Mountain West Conference, and then you come back home. And you take on Texas Tech and Arizona State at the end of the year.
No, that's in Phoenix or in Tempe.
Harvey. Oh, in
yeah.
Tempe. I'm sorry, Coach. In Tempe.
Every week there's one team that has a bye in our conference, and that this year it just happened to be us having the bye on the very last weekend. So we filled it with Arizona State and Texas Tech, two, you know, highly nationally ranked programs, so it should be a good experience for our kids.
Well, Coach, one thing for sure, you never run and hide from the schedule as far as who you play. That's one thing you've been known for. We'll play you if you play us at our home. We'll go to your place, and that's something you've really done and given your kids some great experience. When you consider all the locations and all the places you've gone this year, the only problem is a lot of the places, yeah, that bad weather has followed you everywhere this year.
No, it seems like it. Well, I'm hoping I don't think it will to Fresno and Arizona State, but you never know. Yeah, I would think we'll finally catch a break.
Yeah, Coach, I certainly hope you deserve it. Well, you deserve it, Coach. If anybody deserves a break from the cold and the heat and the wind and the rain and the snow and all the places you've played this year, it's been a hectic year.
Yes, no, it has. And, you know, but some of the places in our league, Albuquerque, Reno, Colorado Springs, that's normal for that. So we expect it. But yeah, we got to play no matter what the weather is.
No matter what it is. Coach, when you're playing the win, you mentioned like New Mexico is used to playing in that type of weather. What is the big difference in playing in the win as far as for some of us that really don't understand the difference?
Well, I wouldn't say we were ready for it because every chance we get when we have a real windy day in Las Vegas, we practice all the pop-ups and do everything we can to prepare for days like yesterday. It was more a case of it was blowing out for, and in this circumstance, they're more physical than we are. And, you know, their pop-ups went over the fence and ours did not. And, so it was more just, that was the case. It's not that we can't play in it. It's just, that was more suited for their style. They've got some older, stronger kids, and they're physical. And that was right up their alley with the wind blowing out as hard as it was.
Coach, it's unique when you say their pop-ups went out of over the fence. I mean, normally that would be a ball that would be in play, right?
Yes, correct. And we had a couple that helped us too. But like I said, they're more built for that type of some older, stronger kids, and they took advantage of it more than we did.
Well, Coach, I'll tell you what, I want to wish you the best of luck when you go up there and take on the Bulldogs. As you mentioned, they're in first place, but Coach, anybody can beat anybody in the Mountain West Conference. Obviously, it shows that. To go into Fresno and maybe winning two out of three on the road, the final series of the year in the Mountain West Conference would be something that would be very satisfying.
Oh, absolutely. And we have, you know, our Friday pitcher, Austin Cates, is one of the best guys around. He can beat anybody. And we've got two, you know, we've had a couple key injuries to our pitching staff, but two young freshmen, LJ Mercurius and Carson Lang, have filled the Saturday and Sunday, and they're getting better every time, and they'll give us a chance. So hopefully we'll play well and get out of there with a couple W's.
Well, Coach, we want to wish you the best of luck. I always say whenever you travel safely. You'll be playing Friday night at 6:05 and then Saturday afternoon at 3:05 and Sunday at 1:05. Then you're back home, and then you're down to Tempe for two games against Fresno State and Texas Tech. So, again, Arizona State.
They'll be excited, and their finals are done now, so they can concentrate just on baseball. Hopefully that'll happen.
That is great. Great. Coach, anything else you want to pass on here before I let you go and wish you the best of luck?
No, I just wish the girls' softball team, the women's softball team, luck in the conference tournament this week and hope they do well. And I thank all the fans that supported us this year.
Coach, you're a classy guy. Believe me, I love doing this segment with you. We've been doing it for a long time, and we'll continue doing it, okay, as long as I'm doing this show, okay?
That sounds great, Harvey. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's the head baseball coach from UNLV, a real winner, Coach Dan Solti. So, again, buckle up, everyone. I want to thank you for listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. Again, I want to thank our sponsor for this segment, which is The Vault, a safety deposit box company here in the city of Las Vegas. They've been in business since 1998. If you want to keep your valuables in a safe place, well, you better get over to The Vault. And one thing unique about them, they're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, which means you can get in and get out, take something in, and when you put it in there, you say, oh, darn it, I can't get in there till Monday, but you can at The Vault. So they're located at 955 Del Webb Boulevard. That's 955 Del Webb Boulevard here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Call for an appointment, and they'll show you around. It's 707-967-5750. That's 967-5750 for more information. Again, I want to thank Justin in the studio, our producer and engineer. I want to thank Coors Light, our title sponsor, and also I want to thank you, our listeners out there, for buckling up and riding along with us. And I'm Harvey Hyde saying, remember, game day is every day, and we hope your team wins. Good night, everyone.